NASA is now 2 for 2. Early this morning, Eastern Time, a second rover bounced down safely onto the Martian surface. Opportunity is a twin of the rover Spirit that has been on Mars for 3 weeks now. Most attempts to land on Mars have failed, so mission managers hardly dared to hope for two in a row. NPR's Joe Palca is at Mission Control at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, and he has this report.
The landing of Opportunity went like clockwork.
Atmospheric entry in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
The vehicle has now hit the top of the Martian atmosphere.
That was the start of a 6-minute-long daredevil descent. NASA engineer Wayne Lee described events as they unfolded. First, a heat shield slowed the spacecraft from 12,000 to about 1,000 miles an hour. Then came a parachute.
This time, parachutes should have deployed. We are awaiting confirmation that has occurred.
Parachute deploy has been detected.
The parachute slowed the spacecraft to about 175 miles an hour. Then another part of the landing sequence, firing the retro rockets to bring the spacecraft to a complete stop just before it hit the ground.
Retro rocket ignition on my mark. Mark. At this time, the retro rocket
has fired.
We have confirmation. The retro rockets have ignited. We are now awaiting confirmation of positive signals bouncing on the ground. At this time, we are 5 minutes 55 seconds after entry. We should be bouncing on the ground.
Bouncing on the ground protected by airbags, that is. If the airbags didn't inflate, the rover wouldn't bounce so much as splat. But they did inflate.
We're getting a bounce signal. Yeah. We're getting a bounce signal.
We are getting a bounce signal. Getting confirmation the spacecraft is bouncing and alive on the surface of Mars.
Finally, NASA engineer Rob Manning uttered the words everyone had been waiting to hear.
We're on Mars, everybody.
Again. Just hours later, the first pictures of the new landing site at Meridiani Planum came streaming into Mission Control. From the control room, Principal Investigator Steve Squires described what they showed.
I will attempt no science analysis because it looks like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. We knew going into this that at a fine scale, the texture of Meridiani Planum was unlike almost anything else on Mars. As we had expected, holy smokes. I'm just blown away by this.
And Leanne, it wasn't just the scientists who were blown away. Engineers are jumping out of their skins with excitement about what they've accomplished, safely landing two rovers on Mars.
Holy smokes, Joe. That's great news. But what's known now about the health of Opportunity?
Well, it's just astonishing. I mean, it's been on the planet, you know, not even a half a day yet, and all the steps that it's supposed to go through, raising the mast, unfolding the solar panels, getting the antenna ready for deployment, all these various things that help this rover, which has been packed into a tight little package for its flight to Mars, have begun to happen. And they're expecting that the first day on Mars, the second day on Mars, they're going to start having spectacular scientific findings just from the cameras to start with. And, of course, soon they hope to be driving out onto the surface.
So all the equipment has to unfold, and then they go out, and then they hope to be able to get some of that data. But what about Opportunity's twin, Spirit? Is there any news there?
Well, you know, as this is the interesting thing. So Opportunity is going through the same steps that Spirit went through 3 weeks ago. Spirit accomplished all its first steps perfectly. It rolled out onto the surface perfectly. It started doing scientific experiments perfectly. And then all of a sudden there's this problem, and scientists still don't know exactly what's wrong with it. Opportunity is working fine at this point. It's hoping that it'll do just as well. What's going to happen with Spirit is scientists hope to figure out what caused it to stop working. And at the moment, they think it's something to do with one of the parts of the computer memory. That's a good sign. They can now control the Spirit and tell it to go to bed and wake up, which they hadn't been able to do. And they're hoping that soon they'll be able to determine exactly what was causing its problems and then figure out a way to work around it and get it back to collecting science.
Joe, are these two rovers going to run toward each other on the surface of Mars, like some old movie at some point?
Well, they could try, but they're, I think, over 6,000 miles apart on the opposite sides of the planet. In fact, when it's midnight one place, it's just about noon at the other. So they could start rolling toward each other, but at the rate they go, it would take a long time to meet up.
NPR's Joe Palca at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Joe, thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.